this case, it's a look at a lack of press, specifically corporate media silence on the October 25th arrest of journalist Max Blumenthal. Editor of Gray Zone and a prominent journalistic critic of U.S. policy toward Venezuela, Blumenthal was arrested by Washington, D.C. police in connection with a protest at the Venezuelan embassy. But as Joe Emmersberger writes for Fair.org, if you're relying on corporate media or even leading press freedom groups, you won't have heard about this troubling encroachment on freedom of the press. D.C. police arrested Blumenthal at his home on a five-month-old arrest warrant, charging him with simple assault for his attempt to deliver food to the besieged Venezuelan embassy. Listeners may recall that in April, activists invited by the Venezuelan government stayed in the embassy in Washington, D.C. for over a month, delaying the takeover of the embassy by representatives of the Trump-appointed Venezuelan government in exile, led by Juan Guaido. With the complicity of D.C. police, Guaido supporters tried to block food and water from being delivered to the embassy during the standoff with the activists. Blumenthal explained that had the government at least told me I had a warrant, I could have voluntarily surrendered and appeared at my own arraignment. Instead, the federal government essentially enlisted the D.C. police to swat me. He was held for 2 days. In the first 36 hours, he wasn't allowed to speak with a lawyer. In an interview with Fair, Blumenthal noted that keeping arrestees, generally poor and black, from speaking with lawyers or family is par for the course in the D.C.'s criminal justice system. So the warrant was months old and had apparently been previously denied. What was new was Blumenthal's Gray Zone report on how the USAID has been funding Guaido supporters to lobby the U.S. government on Venezuela. As we record the show on October 31st, there has been no mention of Blumenthal's arrest in outlets like The New York Times, Washington Post, or Reuters that regularly publish Venezuela-related content, or by the big press freedom NGOs. When freelance U.S. journalist Cody Weddle was detained in Venezuela for 12 hours, it made headlines in The New York Times, Washington Post, Miami Herald, USA Today, NPR, ABC, and Reuters. You get the idea. The human rights industry also responded immediately. Human Rights Watch tweeted about Weddle's detention, as did Reporters Without Borders. The Committee to Protect Journalists put out a statement immediately. So far, they've had nothing to say about Max Blumenthal. The point isn't, obviously, that Weddle's arrest should not have gotten widespread attention, but that, as Ben Norton, writing in Gray Zone, pointed out of Blumenthal's arrest, quote, if this had happened to a journalist in Venezuela, every Western human rights NGO and newswire would be howling about Maduro's authoritarianism. It will be revealing to see how these same elements react to a clear-cut case of political repression in their own backyard, close quote. And now we see. Of course, Blumenthal's arrest is just another example of the legal harassment of U.S. government critics, including WikiLeaks' Julian Assange and whistleblower Chelsea Manning, whose plights have similarly been neglected by Western media and also some NGOs that claim to support press freedom. There is always room for many concerns, of course, but perhaps a fraction of the energy devoted to worry about Russian manipulation of information could be repurposed to hold our own authoritarian politicians and politicized police forces to account. You're listening to Counterspin, brought to you each week by the Media Watch Group Fair.